Happy Labor Day, everyone. Greetings and salutations. It is Monday. It's Labor Day, the holiday of my people. I do labor law, y'all.
I'm like, what?
What? Yeah, that's kind of law of practice. I would just like to start with this quote from Hanakawa, dated September 5th, 2022. I'm quoting this. This was on over text. Referencing 90 Day Fiance UK. I'm trying, but watching this bitch praise God with a flag is hurting my soul. And that right there is why we love 90 Day UK, you guys. Oh my God.
I can't. Like, they're probably, I can only talk about them. Like, everyone else in the episode was fucking stupid. I don't care.
Well, okay, so let's start with them. This is Pat and Sam, aka the UK Jenny and Samit.
No, she's don't insult this woman. She's smarter than Jenny.
No, I'm she's sorry. Not. No, she's not.
I don't know.
Like, she believes this guy loves her, and all he's saying.
She doesn't whine about it though,
and he's saying, "I just want her money." Basically, I mean,
and she's like, "I'm old enough. You're not going to have it soon."
And her own kids are like, what? Okay, so I'm going to try something a little different for you guys this time, and you have to bear with me because, okay, so I want to try to recap a little bit more for you of the episode, and the reason why I'm doing this is because we're doing UK, and UK is on Discovery Plus, so not everybody can really watch it, so like at least try to give you guys a recap, so if you haven't actually seen the episode, you kind of know what we're talking about here. But remember, we're not recappers. There's a reason we're not a quote-unquote recap podcast, because I'm not very good at this. So Pat and Sam, now this is like I think the first episode we are introduced to her. We're talking about Age is Just a Number, episode 7. I think we're going to throw some 6 in there because I don't think we really talked about it much last time. But
yeah, I mean, no.
We'll catch up. We'll catch you up on everything. So Pat and Sam. Pat is this woman from Merseyside in the UK. And she is 68 years old. And she is in love with Sam, who's from Pakistan and is 28 years old. And they met on Facebook. A shock. Like, so this is Jenny and Sumit round 2. Okay. And except for that, these two are both Christians. Apparently that was one of the things that drew them together. He friend requested her on Facebook, and then he started calling her, and then they fell in love. And now it's like 2 years later or a year later, and he's going to come out and visit them. Now, they are both nurses in their respective countries, and they're both Christian, very Christian, apparently. She's like, we are not going to have sex until we're married because we're Christian and we believe in that. Never mind, she's been married like twice before and has 2 kids, but okay. And so they were chatting on the phone, and he has seen pictures of her. He knows what she looks like. And in this episode, we see each of them in their respective countries sort of preparing for this next step. We see Sam talking to his brother and saying, hey, I've got this right. Because just like Sumit, he told his family that this was just a friend. And so now he's admitting to his brother that he is in his heart is soft for her. Which I thought was
I was adorable. Like, do you mean your dick?
Your dick is soft.
Or is that synonymous for your heart?
Oh God. So yeah, he tells his brother that he's in love with this woman, Pat. He thinks, but he's gonna go visit her and see what's up. And brother's like, she's old, man. And
he's
no children.
Like, you know what? Old chickens make some good soup. Good soup. That's what he's thinking.
All right. Well, he admits to brother that he's just He's not sure if he wants to marry her. And, excuse me. He's not sure that he wants to marry her and that he's not promised her any kind of marriage. And that's kind of opposite of what she has said. Like, she's fully intending him to propose to her. So we have a disconnect. Who is he lying to? Is he lying to brother? Or is he lying to Pat?
I think he's lying to his brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
He doesn't want to admit how bad he wants to bang this MILF. And it's and probably just like, oh, yeah, yeah.
And keep getting money from her, because that's what he has said, is that she said that he will take, she will take care of him. And so he's going to let her take care of him.
I would.
And on, yeah, and on her end,
she's gonna send me a ticket to the UK and take care of me? Fuck, I'm on the flight.
Right? Right. So I think that's what's happening with this guy, right? And he's gonna see if it's like he can like stomach it to like move there from Pakistan, I think. So
the food. He's leaving really good food.
So that's where we leave this with them. And oh no,
we're not talking about her praising God in the fucking park.
No, I totally forgot about that. I forgot about her praising this, God.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I don't care, but it was just like TLC finds a way.
Finds a way
to make someone who started off looking sane look absolutely fucking crazy. And like it was just the way she's like, I was half paying attention, then I had to like
give full. Wait, what?
I heard I like to praise God with my body. I was like,
what?
Like, wait a minute. What? And then I look over and she's like doing flag exercises in the park. And I'm like,
she looks like, yeah, she looks like she's trying out for color guard.
Yes.
Right? I'm like, she's got these like color guard flag type things and she's out dancing in a field.
But I'm like, whatever keeps her active and happy and wholesome. You know? That's great. I just was like, wow.
Yeah, that's how she connects to God, you guys. That's how she said. This is her expressing her Christianity and spirituality. Which
what I want is for them both to do it.
Oh,
I want him to work for his cash. And it's not even about the sex. I want him to go and twirl flags in the park.
Oh, please, 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 90 Day Gods, let us see that.
That's your assignment. That's his assignment. Come on. I need it. But yeah.
And then, it. Yes. And then, so that's how she talks about that. And then we also have her meeting with her good friend, Jill, where she tells Jill about Sam and their relationship and that she's going to fly him over from Pakistan.
And the age difference, which the friends seem like okay, which she's like, oh, there's an age difference. That's not bad. She's like, yeah, it's like 40 years. She's like,
what?
She's like, oh, honey.
Oh, honey, no. And then the funniest comment, one thing that makes this couple is not Jenny and Sumit in the sense that Pat says that because she's showing some gifts that she's going to give to Mother Sam and talking about how they've already like taken her into their family, right?
She speaks kindly to him, kind of like,
and that the mother accepts her despite that she's calling older. Her mother, but this mother, Sam's mother, is actually younger than Pat.
Yeah, she's like my mother-in-law, even though I'm older than her.
Right? No, okay. Wait. We've had some couples where we talk about like, oh, the bride is the same age as the guy's children, you know, and things like that. But I don't know if we had as much of a comparison in age, even with Jenny and Smith, like to Jenny's
Jenny
age
was first. Still younger, I think.
Is Jen? Yeah.
I think she's still younger.
Yeah.
I don't think that made a difference for the mother, but like, mm-mm. Are we going to have the same issue with his mother? It seems not. Mm-hmm. It seems like she knows the age. She knows the situation.
And they're all supportive of their son getting taken care of and going to the UK.
Well, that means they don't have to do it anymore.
Right.
Oh, you my know? Gosh. Goodbye.
It's like that guy, what's his name? Johan from Caribbean. His family was all, yeah, go US, go US.
Seriously, get the fuck out of here.
You know, that was their goal. Get him out of the country and get him to the US. Here, you know, they won't get him to the UK. That's fine. So we haven't seen them together yet. We've just done the 24 hours before segment.
What I'm noticing though is that
they're not just coming over to the UK. They all kind of seem to have a, well, not all, I won't say all. Hmm. Most of them seem to have a purpose.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, him being, you know, shoot, I'm losing my people. Probably not them specifically, but their job professions actually transfer.
Right.
And that's how
right.
they're getting them over.
Yeah. Know, a lot of Richard and
yeah, like the what? Nurses and stuff yeah. like that.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. You know, they usually, I feel like they don't usually focus on what the foreign person's job.
Yeah. And they talk about it with this one because they're both nurses, or she's retired anyway.
Right. But, right.
Know, they have that in common. And he is, you know, he said he works in the ICU.
Right.
You know, more power to him, because we don't often see these young guys with actual jobs.
Well, it's one of those things, and I don't know how the UK works, but it's just like, if he wanted to go to the UK on his own.
Yes.
Would it be that difficult since they're making it seem like they're on the hook for them. And I don't know if that's really true here.
Right. Well, I think what we're going to see some more with Richard and Kathleen, she's going to come over on a work visa because she's going to go to work for the National Health Service. We like see in a preview or something. So that might not be like fiancé or whatever type of visa that they have. You know what I mean? And this might be another case of that, but I don't know. They don't know that they've given us much on them yet, because they just introduced them this week. So I don't know that.
Yeah, it was a good introduction, though. It was well worth the wait.
Yes.
I'm so glad that they were able to dedicate so much time to this, because yes. every episode we talk, I'm like, Pat and Sam, yes. didn't we see them, or am I just hallucinating?
Yes. So this is going to be fascinating to see how it plays out. And you guys, the reviews are in from like everyone, is that just about everybody is loving the UK edition far more than any of it. And I don't know because anyone.
It doesn't have enough seasons yet to be fucked up.
Yeah. Not yet.
Like, they actually have a good stock of nutty people in the UK.
With genuine news. Stories.
Yeah. With yeah. genuine stories. So it hasn't had to be faked yet.
Not yet. Yeah. And I don't know who anybody covering Happily Ever After, although that is airing right now.
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, I have some tea about Single Life. I'll get to.
Okay.
Don't let me forget. Okay. So moving on Callum from them.
Callum and Marvin.
Okay. Callum and Marvin. Let me look at their pictures. Okay. Callum and Marvin.
Marvin is from the, and I cannot say it,
Seychelles.
Seychelles, yeah.
And Callum is from Scotland.
Yes.
And these two met on like a international Tinder type or Grindr or whatever, something similar akin to that.
Grindr.
International Grindr. So I guess I'm assuming pictures of assholes translate across.
Oh yes, they do.
I don't think you need a translator device.
Assholes and leathers and bears. Oh my. Yes. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where you are.
Right. You know? It all means the same thing.
Naked is naked. I feel I get a weird vibe from these two, and I don't know what it is.
Okay. So these two have been talking for like a year, maybe, I want to say. I don't know. I'm not entirely sure. And he's Marvin is flying to Scotland. And so this episode, we see Marvin landing and then, you know, getting together and being happy. And they seem pretty genuine. Of course, the storyline with this is, you know, is he just want me for a UK passport type of thing? Because Seychelles, he, you know, being gay is was illegal up until just like 2016. And obviously you can't have gay marriage there. And it's just harder to be an out gay person there. So,
right. So that's another good reason to, you know, go somewhere else where you can be accepted a little bit better.
Right. Right.
But I don't like, I have to say this tactfully. I don't think that Marvin has enough gears to plot something like that.
Okay. Okay.
I think he genuinely likes Callum.
and that he's a little touched in the head, a little bit. I don't know.
Maybe just
kind of like a Caesar.
Little experience. Like it just seems like he's not experienced in the world a little bit.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't know, like he's not dumb. I don't think there's any mental handicap, but it just came off as just like, when they're talking to their friend, and of course the friend's annoying as fuck anyways, with her 21 stupid questions. He's just like glossed over staring at her. And I wonder if he was thinking the same thing, like, is this bitch for real? Maybe that's what it was. Maybe his
the whole time at dinner,
he was just thinking of stuff. I'm like, where are you? Because you are not at the dinner.
The lights are on, but nobody's home.
He has the lights on, but he has rented out the space for that dinner because he is an empty loft currently. No, so that could, I don't know, maybe that's it. I mean, if I was listening to her, I probably would have checked out too. But like, he was just like,
I don't know. And they're talking about marriage and kids and this and that. And of course, the friend of Callum is all, isn't it a little fast for all that? Blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, Callum says one of the things that drives me nuts about the show is, well, it's my life. And I'm going to do what I want to do anyway. It's like, we know that. Nobody's trying to say,
it's my life. I'm going to do what I want to do. But I just want to bring you in and tell you this because I really want your opinion.
What? I don't. I have no idea.
Hey, fraudcasters. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge. I know I've always had problems with it, whether it was the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims, the maker of my perfect t-shirt bra. Now I have the perfect t-shirt to go with that bra. From either crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. My cotton jersey t-shirt is now a wardrobe staple for me. I reach for it almost every day, and the fit is so perfect because it snatches me right in at the waist. I've washed it a million times, and it's held its shape really well. It fits like a dream. I absolutely love it. And honestly, you guys, I thought, like, okay, this shirt is going to be too small for me, and it's not going to fit right, and all the bulges are going to show. But it doesn't at all. I put it on and it magically stretches to fit me perfectly, and it holds all those bulges in. Every little but last bulge that I have is all held in, and it looks fantastic. I absolutely love it, and it is super, super comfortable, and it is one of my new favorite t-shirts. You can shop the Skims t-shirt collection at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu.
The most of this episode was taken up with Callum and his friend talking. And then we got Marvin landing and then the three of them at dinner. And the question is, is Marvin serious about him? Or is he just want a, UK passport? So that's what we're looking at. That's what we're looking at with them. Not much else has happened. We didn't get any Emma and Hossein on this last episode, but the one right before it we did.
Was there anything to highlight from that?
Yes. Okay. So the thing that happened that I was like, what? I had to stop and rewind this several times to see what it was. But she is saying that they got in a fight right before he was supposed to fly, or they were both supposed to fly to, because they're going to go to Turkey and they're going to get married and they're going to bone, apparently, is their plan. And as a reminder, Emma is in the UK. Hossein is a 33-year-old from Iran, and he's just, a young bodybuilder, Instagram model type thing. So we've seen this story before. And so she was saying that they got in a fight right before they're supposed to fly together, and that he didn't, he told her he didn't like her, and that she was ugly and old and fat. So she told him he had a small dick, although I think she said cock. I told him he had a small cock. And then, and by the way, Instagram flagged my post for that because she said it in the audio. They flagged my post. So that's how we ended it with them, was that they had gotten in this fight and like blocked each other or something. And she's like, well, if he doesn't call me in the next 2 days before we're supposed to go to Turkey to get married, well, there just might not be a wedding, which is like the saddest thing in the world. Like, if he unblocks me, if he doesn't unblock me, there might not be a wedding. Like, are we 12?
I mean, yeah.
So we don't know any more details about that. Like, that's all we got to see with them. So we don't know what transpired, what happened, what triggered the fight, that he said all these things. And I'm going to be curious as to what happens, because we know he's just a Tunisian love rat. Like, that's what he is. So and look that up. Tunisianloverat.com. It's a thing. And so he just was trying to use her for a UK passport. So maybe he couldn't put up with her anymore. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know.
Don't know.
No.
Okay. So that's all we got with them. And that was really more of the previous episode. Richard and Kathleen, or as I like to call them, Kathleen and her dick. So we have Richard from the UK, who's over in the Philippines with her because she gotten her turned down for her visa or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was going there to see her and to cheer her up and all this stuff. So he goes over there. We have remnants of Big Pred because he has to buy a whole new bed. You know, we had sheets before. Now we have, you know, Richard can't sleep on the mattress on the floor. He has to buy a whole bed for the family so that he can be pampered in while he's in the Philippines.
Well, I mean, at least he's leaving it there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's a big step up from Ed, who just suffered and said, let's get the fuck out of here and let's go to a nice posh hotel and forget about your family.
Your here and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Like, he actually added value to the house and left it there. Yeah. I mean,
you know, and so the thing that's interesting about them is because, you know, they're trying very hard to show Richard's asshole side, right? His like misogynist asshole side. But then they just,
it's really hard to see it when he's talking with his dad, though, right?
Right. You know, because then you see him where he's like, you know, dad was originally concerned I was a sex tourist, and that's understandable. But I think, you know, hopefully in the last, you know, 4 years that we've been together, and that I came over here specifically for her, not to just like be a sex tourist, you know, and I'm here for her. And, you know, we've been together this long and all this stuff. And I would move to the Philippines, except that I have my son back in the UK. And, you know, I hope that that's all made me, you know, redeemable. And, you know, and he talks about, you know, his all.
So yeah, we've heard that bullshit before.
His stupid misogynist stuff. But then, I don't know, like there, he shows glimpses of humanity. Like, okay, he's not a complete douchebag. I mean, I still wouldn't date the guy, but, you know, they seem to be okay with it, you know, and he's not, you know, he seems to like genuinely love her and want to make her life better and her family's life better. Or am I just sucked into it?
I think like he genuinely came there for her and not to fuck around. I think with him, honestly, he's the kind of guy that would literally say, I wouldn't spend that much money just to get some part-time pussy.
Yeah. Like,
he would literally just go to the Philippines and, you know, smash and dash.
Right.
Instead of trying to, I don't know, meet the parents of some girl he's trying to get with. Like, that's just too much effort.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm not going to say I like the guy. I think he's a dick, but.
Yeah. Hence his name, Richard.
I think he's a dick actually trying to make something. I don't know.
There's these glimpses and it's very confusing.
We'll have to see more. We'll have to see how he behaves when she gets over there, because we know she's going to get over there somehow, some magic way.
Right.
There'll be this last minute, like, turnaround. Right. Oh, my God. All of a sudden, it got approved because you went and showed your Richard to the, you know.
Right. Let's talk about Sean and Christine. Now, this is the couple who has the baby. You know, they've been together for like 7-9 years. I don't know, forever. They've got a 3-year-old son. She finally just came over here. But he apparently hasn't told her, like, his job was, he was like the head of cleaning at a restaurant. And then he's since quit that job because it was too stressful. He had to step down from it because there was so much stress involved. Now, one of his big stressors in life is the fact that he doesn't have any money. Now, that's a stressor. So let's, you know, alleviate stress by quitting the one source of income that you do have. And now you have no income. So now your stress is higher. That didn't work out so well.
I'm
so
sorry. I had to laugh that his job was cleaning.
I know. No, he was the head of cleaning. But, you know, his friend, you know, his boss and friend and mentor that he sat down with at the pub a few times with that mouth hole situation that rivals anything we've seen on Love After Lockup. Like, this guy has like 3 teeth total.
Aww.
In his head. Yeah. I mean, sorry guys, it's true. I mean, look at this guy. This episode, we saw them three together. The three of them were at a bar, looks like the same bar. And I can't remember this guy's name, but the friend, Sean's friend, is grilling Christine about whether or not the baby is actually Sean's. And Christine's all pissed off to hell. And she's like, she rambles off. Like, all she lets him have it, I would say. Mm-hmm. And Sean comes back and is like, oh, why are they not getting along? And then he gets all mad at the friend as well, which, you know, it's nice to see how, what I like about this couple is I like to see how in love, like, Sean is genuinely in love with Christine, and it looks like she's genuinely in love with him too. They have this baby, and like, they genuinely want a life together. And I think that that's refreshing. You see him attack his friend for having attacked his wife or soon to be wife, right?
But you don't see 90 Day cast members ever do. They usually
exactly
just
that's my
and
point
and fucking take it like, oh yeah, I guess she's the one.
Yeah. They never show them taking the fiance side or anything like that, and so it's refreshing to see, because this is genuinely what would happen. You know what I mean? They're not acting. It doesn't appear.
Oh, sorry. I'm still recovering from him. I forgot that he was a cleaning manager, but I don't know if people understand why I'm laughing. And maybe they do. It's just the condition of his house. And they're like, you're a cleaning manager. I'm like, wait a minute.
Right. Condition of his house, and that he doesn't clean his dishes. He just puts them dirty.
Maybe that's why he quit. It was too stressful. I get it. I know.
Perhaps he wasn't doing a good job. I don't know. So that's one of the issues they have, is he's very messy. So she puts up a sign saying, if you want boom boom, you have to clean up.
You got to work for it.
And I just thought that was the best thing, because hearing boom boom used on TV hasn't happened since, you know, David and Nanny were on.
He's like, you want boom boom, you need a vacuum.
Right. Right. And I think it's, hey, she knows what's going to work on her man, right? Like, she knows what's going to motivate him.
Shit, or at least crawl around and make him like work for it. I don't know.
put a stiletto on and put it on the back.
I have visions in my head that I need to wash out. I need to wash out because
stiletto and a whip, and he's on his hands.
Too much internet for me. Can't.
All right, Annika, that's enough internet for you today.
Fucking enough. Who else do we have?
So what we're going to see with them, Sean and Christine, is apparently he's going to come clean to her about how he doesn't have any money whatsoever. We didn't see Bridie and Host. We didn't see Victoria and Sean, although we did see a preview where they're at an airport and she's saying he's getting detained. They took his passport because they're saying he overstayed his UK visa.
Yeah, whatever. We'll see when we get there.
We'll see. But we saw Katie and Alejandro get engaged this episode.
I know. And he decided to actually go to the UK.
Yes. So that is really cute. So this is like another genuine couple. We've already seen him go to the UK and visit. And now this episode, we've been seeing her go to Mexico and visit. And the storyline was they had to decide where they were going to live. And they said, by all accounts, it makes more sense to go to UK because she does have a job there and it's a good job, good paying job. And, you know, it would be better to balance it. I love this couple. I think they're adorable. She lives with her grandmother back in, you know, in England, and they're just adorable. And she's trying really hard to learn Spanish, to communicate with his family about the potato that wasn't a potato, it's actually a grapefruit.
Oh my God.
They really like her and it's adorable. And she's like bitching and complaining. So this proposal, okay, is really cute. He takes her on his hike and she's like, what? I'm not, this is okay. So she goes on this hike and it's cold and it's rainy. And so she's uncomfortable and she hates every minute of it. She's like, why the fuck is he taking me here? Like, what's happening? And then when you get to the waterfall, she's like, oh, it's so beautiful. And da, 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 da. And then he proposes and everybody cries and it's beautiful and it's happy. And they go back and they Zoom with her grandma and tell her, and then they go and tell his parents. And they're very happy, although they're going to miss him because he is going to go to the UK.
I mean,
so it's a very heartwarming story. So that's where we are with them. That's it. That's all we have with them. But they're so cute. Like, they're so genuine and they're so cute. And I love them together. Like, that's it. There's like nothing else I can say. You know what I mean?
That's it. Like I said, the episode's like main focus was on the madness of Pat and Sam.
Yes.
And then they'd squeezed a whole bunch of Sane into it so that you could recover right. just a little
right.
bit.
Right.
But yeah, I think it was a good episode. Actually, it was like, yeah, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah. But you're right. The bulk of this was Pat and Sam, AKA the 90 Day UK version of Jenny and Schmidt.
Before we move on to your tea.
Oh yes, my tea.
This is like one of those stupid like questions that people are like, what?
What?
What do you, what? Why are the UK people more sane than our US people?
I think it's because they are, they're not as Instagram hungry, fame hungry as the US people are, because at this point, like the first couple of seasons of 90 Day were like this,
regular okay. people, right?
Regular people with regular problems. And then they got crazy people with regular problems. And then they got crazy people with made up manufactured problems. And then it's just made up people. Everything is just, it might as well be a scripted show. And I don't, they're not there with.
They're not there yet. Yeah. I mean, Pat and Sam are the nuttiest, I would say. And
so
maybe.
Far, yeah.
Maybe Victoria and Sean, just because I think he's a dingbat. But like, I don't know, everything else looks normal. It looks like we're looking at like the second season of, I'm not even gonna say a second season, maybe the first season of 90 Day
yeah.
Fiancé.
Yeah,
for but sure. I don't know. None of them like strike me as like, oh, he's, you know, we're gonna be seeing them advertising for, you know, some
for Boombod
or some stupid bullshit. All right, on to your tea.
Okay, so my tea, and then I have something else I want to share because I think it's hilarious. Okay, so my tea, it's kind of boring. It's not super exciting, but it's on Single Life, which is airing right now. I am told that the Caesar storyline is completely fake.
Of course it is.
What? Of course it is.
Of course it is.
The garage fight with Debbie and Colt is going to be edited to make it look like Colt is the villain, but that's not accurate. The person actually, and I quote, says, I've never seen verbal emotional abuse like Debbie did to Colt during that fight. It was actually uncomfortable to watch. Exact quote. Although, so I don't watch Single Life right now, so I don't know what fight in the garage is actually being spoken about, but know that whatever they do air behind the scenes is actually Debbie. being uncomfortably mean.
A lot of people have been talking about Debbie being mainly the abuser, and I don't have enough information, facts, or anything about that.
But I've just been saying since the first season she was on, which is season 6, aka the season where everything changed. I've been saying since that season, she's as much of a gaslighter as Colt is.
I think they both probably charged off each other, but like, we gave him a lot of flack, and I'm not saying he's a good person. I don't like him.
Right.
Don't get it twisted. But I think that she probably is the type of parent or mom that has guilted him into staying home for so long and guilted him to be as stunted as he is,
right,
socially and relationship wise, because she didn't want to be alone.
Yeah.
You know, you saw it with Larissa, which is kind of like, oh, you're in our bubble. And I can't compete with him being able to fuck you, you know. So I gotta make it difficult for everything else. I don't know. I feel like she was more welcoming to some malleable person because she's just, I don't know. I get that vibe.
Okay.
I've dealt with that person as a not a mother-in-law, a boyfriend's mother who was like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways. My anal assist.
The other thing I want to share with you guys is something that I received in my DMs on Instagram recently. I posted this on my Instagram because I thought it was hilarious. But this person says to me, and this is for those of you guys watching Happily Ever After or who have ever watched a season with Us Men. Okay. I'll say this about Us Men. His ability to say the shit he does with a straight face is phenomenal. I have zero issues with him. His inauthenticity is so obvious, it creates a whole new definition of transparency. We know he's lying and he knows he's lying. We know he's lying and he knows we know he's lying. It creates this multiverse of honesty. Now, keep in mind, I'm high out of my mind, but I think Us Men is the singular unifying theory of 90 Day Fiancé. And there we have it, straight from my DMs, you guys. Keep it coming. I love it. I love that shit. And I think that's it. That's all we have on 90 Day this week. I don't think there's even any other external tea. Eve got arrested. Muhammad, she got arrested for domestic battery or something. If you want details, goes to Starcasm. They have all of the details.
Do you know what the deal was? Oh my god, with Rebecca and Ziad?
They were in, last I checked, I haven't checked today, so I don't know, but they were in Tunisia apparently for a long time. I think it's her goodbye to Tunisia, said thanks for a great 5 months. So they were there for a long time, and then something happened on the way back where they were supposed to be leaving Tunisia with a, like, they have a connection in Canada before they fly into Atlanta. And Canada was requiring that Ziad had a Canadian visa to come to through, just for through. That like 6-hour layover. And they couldn't get it sorted out. She needed to get back because of, you know, work and this and that and the other thing. And he apparently was going to take a while to get that sorted out. So last I saw, she was going to be leaving Tunisia without him. I haven't checked today, so I don't know what today's update is, but it looks like she flew back without him and he's got to stay there and figure it out. I don't know what they're doing.
He has a visa
for the United States.
So he goes back to Tunisia and then I'm assuming gets a flight here.
Well, yeah, but as long as it can fly direct, I guess, because the problem was they had this connection in Canada and he can't go to Canada. They're saying, no, you can't, even for a connection, a layover, you can't come here.
That's so crazy. There has to be, I don't want to say around it. There has to be
something. So that's what I know about that.
That's crazy. I'd seen it. I scrolled past it because, you know, I had to work. And I just thank you for filling me in.
The other thing I'm going to say, and this is really the only thing I'm going to say about this, is because Paul and Creaney, somebody I've been getting requests for updates. And the only thing I'm going to say about that is that that both children have been put placed in apparently whatever, I think, foster care. I don't know the exact name, whatever it is, but they've been placed in a house with other parents other than Paul and Creaney. So children are safe. That's what matters. I don't care about anything else with either of them, to be honest. So
it's so unfortunate. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all I'll dive into.
Yeah. And I mean, and then you just see like their Instagram posts and things like this. And it's like, not a care in the world that you just lost your kids because you're terrible parents. Like
either that or devil's advocate. I'll take it. It's coping. I honestly think it's coping. Like, I'm not bothered by it. Things are fine. Things are fine. If everyone thinks things are fine, then no one's going to, you know.
I think you're giving them too much credit. I don't think they're smart enough for that.
I know. There's too much credit into like saying that all the gears are up there in both of them.
Yeah, that which is not the case. It's not the case.
So I've got no clue. I don't know.
It might
be mentally best for everyone in that situation, even though.
Yeah.
Kids in the system is never a fucking good outcome.
No, but
in this case, it might be better. Yeah. But that's where I zip my lips on that one.
Yeah. And I pretty much, I get inbox stuff reference to that situation, but I ignore it because I don't care.
That's a whole box of bananas that.
Yeah, I'm just not interested in any of it, in either of them. So I don't read it, I don't look at it, I don't know, I don't care. Once I knew that the children were safe, that's all. I backed out, and that was it. So, I think that's it. I don't think I have any other updates. I'm hoping to get some this week, but you know, you never know. The shows are sort of picking up a little bit, so sometimes that gets people out. Although with Happily Ever After, it's the same couples we've seen for, you know, 184 years.
If people wanted to and gave feedback that they wanted us to suffer through Happily Ever After, I would do it for them, but I'm not personally levitating towards spending the 2 hours that I have free in my week to watch that.
Right. Yeah, I had it on the other day when it aired, when it debuted or whatever, and I was just taking screenshots and posting them doing and saying stupid things out of context.
Right. Because I should post things, but I'm like, what do people on it? What are the 90-day quote-unquote bloggers posting on Instagram nowadays?
Nothing about Happily Ever After.
It's like toileted into madness.
It is. It's a complete madness shit show right now. It's like when the toilets in the jail on 60 days in like get backed up and you get a sewage like flood the pod. That's what's happening. That's what's happening on Instagram right now. It's just a madhouse right now. There's nothing cohesive or coherent about anything that the bloggers are doing, us included.
I love it though. I love it. I'm gonna go and reconnect myself with all the blogger pages because
the summer has been crazy and nutty for both of us. And now that that's like finally like over, hopefully, we're sort of being able to get back into sort of real, you know, settling in and hopefully we're trying to get episodes out weekly, so not every 2 weeks, but you know, we're doing what we can, and as we're coming back to life, or 90 day life, I guess, on this end.
No, I think the pacing is great because we're not a recap, but it allows for some stuff to kind of build up and then talk about it, because like unfortunately it's not so much delivering tea as it's so much just kind of, I don't know,
chatting about it.
So yeah, so I've been doing lives or impromptu lives on my Instagram.
What?
I'm not on it. Like, don't show my gorgeous face.
I want to see your gorgeous face.
No, you don't. Mm-hmm. I hate being on fucking camera. Like,
I know you do, sweetie.
It's because I think it's camera fatigue. And anyone who works from home and has to be on a fucking Skype call for hours staring at people doing their little fidgeting bullshit. You don't want to be on camera at the end of the day. Right. And so when people are like, hey, you want to go live? I'm like, how about fucking no?
How about no?
But I will host a live for random, you know, some of my lady friends to talk about 90 Day because I realized recently that they are obsessed. And I'm like, when the fuck do you watch 90 Day? How are you more informed than I am? This is a problem.
That needs to be rectified. We need to get back to our roots. We're trying, you guys. We're really trying. You know, and yeah. But,
no, we're,
but
we're good. We're good. We good. But okay. I think we're good.
Okay. All right. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. We love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Adios.
Hey, fraudcasters. You know, I used to find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. They were the first thing to take off when I got home. But Skims has changed all that. You guys know I love my Skims Fits Everybody t-shirt bras. I own them in just about every shade now. I wear them every single day when I leave the house. And they are completely worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I was not expecting from them was how comfortable they are. Even the underwire bras that I wear all day, I barely even notice. Definitely not the first thing I take off when I come home anymore. Y'all, I'm a 36 double D and I've had a reduction and I've gone up and down and lost weight and gained weight and all the things. And the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra, I swear, fits me the best. I finally found a t-shirt bra that I can wear. But not only that, it is the best bra that I own. It holds the girls in so well. And let me just say, Hetero Life Mate really appreciates these bras too. Shop Skims bras at skims.com. Now available in 62 sizes from a 30A to a 46H. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. And if you haven't yet, please be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show, The Fraudcast, in the drop-down menu that follows.